Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth, I'm the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall, gives me the beat to mine. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my stars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write. Because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad. And I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste. Or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Well, hello there. It's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show, and it's Warrior Wednesdays. Woohoo! And my two little furball co-hosts, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa, sitting here, nice, good little kitties. Oh, good kitties. Anyway, to get right into the promos, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I was just so excited about last Sunday, but let me pull this up. Give me one moment. Promo. Just bring this up. And everybody can always do a recap on my page afterwards, even after when it's live. It's actually archived, so you can check it out then too. The Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation are a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, last year, did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, Surrey Beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy, love, the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the air, the fall of the here we go. The leaves in the fall, the flowers spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Don't mind me. I actually worked a little late tonight. And I am so pumped, people. I was just like, I still cannot believe last Sunday. It's just like it was like a dream come true. Don the Dragon Wilson himself, I got to interview him. I'm just like, I'm still like, did I really get to interview Don the Dragon Wilson? And for the full 2 hours, I was just like, could not believe. I mean, this is stuff that I've been working for, and I cannot even wait for next Sunday where we're actually, or you know, people have been following my show. As I'm getting, like, next week, my show's actually sponsored by Eric Lee Design. And we're going to be talking about Al Dacascos. Now, this man, you can say, I don't want to say grandfather, but he's one of the seafoods in the business that's actually Al Dacascos is the father of Mark Dacascos. If you don't know who Mark Dacascos is, you can look it up, or you can Google it. You can find him on Facebook. Mark Dacascos is, I think he's, I haven't seen the show. I actually don't own the TV. I watch everything off the computer. I think he's actually on Hawaii 5-0. I think he might still be on the show. He's been doing a film. He's going to do another Capoeira film, I think a part two to Only the Strong. And yes, it was that Capoeira film. Mark also in the, I think the 90s, did the show The Crow. I'm trying to think of the things that he probably starred in. People, he worked actually with Jet Li in a film and having a brain fart trying to think of what it is. But anyway, Eric Lee, who actually was very lucky to met him, Eric Lee, a grandmaster who doesn't, he hasn't done competition in a while, but he's very big in the industry in that circuit. He actually came to visit me in Maine, and I was very, very honored. And I've been posting a picture with him and stuff. And he called me up and was talking about Al Dacascos, and I was like, okay, let's do the show because this is going to be a roast for Al Dacascos. And it's just amazing when you ask the universe to surround yourself with very successful people. And I've been asking the universe, you know, I want more really successful people in the business. Every time I ask that, someone new does come into my life that's very successful. So I was very honored to have met Eric Lee. And he actually has been in films and such, and he does seminars. And he actually was in the film Big Trouble, Little China. And I guess it was the fight scene where Kurt Russell was in Chinatown on L.A. And you see Eric, who's on the right side of the Big Mac in the truck in the Chinatown, and he was fighting and such. But he's known for that part, but he's done many films and such. I'm very honored that I keep getting these people, especially Don the Dragon Wilson. He's a international kickboxing champion. And he's been in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times. And, you know, it's kind of funny just sitting there talking with him on Sunday. It's felt like I've known him for years. Of course, this is the stuff that I've been watching things my whole life. And now these people, I'm getting to contact with them. And I'm very, very excited. September 12th, I've got my movie ticket. One way or another, I'm going to be out in California. I'm going to go and see the Martial Arts Kid film premiere, which stars Don the Dragon Wilson. So I'm so ecstatic. It doesn't just saw Don the Dragon Wilson, but it's many people like Cynthia Rothrock. And I actually interviewed quite a few people from the film already. So I'm just so wicked pumped, But getting back to Sunday, it's going to be really big because the person I spoke with last night, he actually, when people post on my page, they actually don't see it. Let me make sure I got this person's name correct. And it's actually Michael Santos, who I think started the KOA. I just want to make sure. I'll probably find it. Kajukabo Ohana Association. And I think he started the WISA. I'll have to find out more information with Al Dacascos. So this is something that they're going to be doing a roast, I think, in August. I mean, I'll get more information, but I just wanted to bring this up tonight on tonight's show. I'm so freaking wicked pumped for Sunday. And still, I cannot believe that I got to interview Don the Dragon Wilson. It's just like, I'm still like, did I really do that? Did I really interview Don the Dragon Wilson? I'm trying to think of, like, do I want to play some music and stuff tonight? It's a shorter show. I do, like, a half hour when I don't have a guest on my show, but I'm getting more and more guests that are in the business. And it's just that I've been on the air for 3 years, and this is exactly what I want. This is my career that I want of choice. So it's something we're off the internet because it's like, you know, why not pick a career choice that you have fun with? And, of course, it's it is a lot of work because right now I'm working a full-time job and supporting myself, but making these connections and stuff, it's really wonderful. And I'm very lucky, and you know how you become lucky is when you're working for it. And that's how I started becoming lucky and getting in contact with these people. It's taken me quite a long time. This is not something that has happened overnight. So I'm very, very lucky, very, very blessed. And I'll be talking so much more about the events on Sunday. I'll know more information. I'm just bringing up on tonight's show. And once again, I don't actually have a guest on my show tonight, so it's actually a shorter show. And if anybody else wants to call and say hi, it's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. But I guess people, the guy that I spoke with last night, once again, you know, they say, you know, people started contacting you after a while, and I got a surprise from guy Michael Sandoz when he called me, and I was like, oh, I just dropped my phone. And just feeling very blessed that I'm be able to do something that I love in my life and enjoy this. Plus, the good thing about doing radio off the internet, you can connect with people in many different countries. I've had people on my show from, from India, Austria. People called it, I think, from, was it England or the Netherlands? I forget. I know it was England. And it was kind of funny because one time, one of my guests, a guy called in, and I thought it was like a fan of one of my guests, and it wasn't. And I think there was a guy from England. I don't know if the caller was drinking or not at the time, but it was kind of funny. I think it was my brother Crosby. I think that's who was actually was on the show with me. But many more guests will be coming. I will be getting Ben Ramsey, once again, the director of Blood and Bone, which starred Michael J. White, back on my show again. He's been on, I think, twice. He called in once, and he was a guest on my show, and we'll be hearing about his work. Angela Merrill, who actually stunt doubled, in Kill Bill, and she does a lot of stunts, a woman in the business. She'll be a guest on my show. Angelo Garcia, which I'm going to play his song on. Maybe I should just play it. Let's see. I'm going to play that in a few minutes. But, yeah, Angelo Garcia is actually a band member from the 80s, kind of 90s, Menudo. And he's all grown up now, little guy. You see him in the videos, little boy. He's all grown up. And I'm on his Facebook page, and I contacted him. I also talked with him, and he's going to be a guest on my show. I just have to let people know, but he has over, 730,000 people on his page. So I just feel so lucky. I got one of his songs and stuff to be able to play on here and posting, trying to find out where his... Let's see. He has over 761,000 people on his page now. And he's going to be a guest on my show. So I'll just have to find out when. What do I want to play here? I'm actually going to play a song. It's actually Cardiac featuring Laura Lee, Unbreakable, and I'll be back.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars, the sunroof's open. Let it shine on me, let it rain on down. I'm on my way, you hear the sound.
Can't stop my vibe, I'm on that new shit. Wanna rule the world, gonna run out through shit. If you ain't on my team, then get out my zone. You ain't feeling me, now's the time to get out of my home. Wanna see me nodding? No more magazine pages, no more headlines.
they say that I can't, and they say that I crack. Through the lights are too much on the mountaintop. Well, you lived in the dark for so long, I'm just tan. I look better with a glow. I'm unbreakable.
I'm unbreakable.
Angelo Garcia Delusions of Grandeur, and he's actually former Menudo, from Menudo boy band. I'm trying to do two things at once. I'm going to play that, and now his song is coming up, Delusions of Grandeur, and I'll be back.
Delusions of Grandeur.
I'm getting guests and stuff, but usually if I don't have a guest on my show, I do a shorter show. But Sunday's going to be really huge. It's actually going to be talking about Alan DeCascos. Eric Lee will be calling in and many, many other people. So it'll be a great, great show. Ninja Sunday, it'll always be great. So anyway, just remember, anybody that has a dream out there, you go for it because you're as good as anybody else. So here I am, going to end the show with Inspiration by Jay Giannone. And here we go. Everyone have a good night.
Hip-hop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on God, keep blessing me. In my heart the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke facing a storm. I work harder in my room depressed with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D-R-E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is defined, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke facing a storm. I work harder in my room depressed with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke facing a storm. I work harder in my room depressed with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.